How we understand evil is very significant. Evil needs to be understood for what it is, the dynamic of the absence of light. It is not something that one should prepare to battle, to run from, or to outlaw. Understanding evil as the absence of light automatically requires that we reach for this thing called light. What is the appropriate response to evil? The remedy for an absence is a presence. Evil is an absence, the absence of light, and therefore it cannot be healed with another absence. By hating evil, or one who is engaged in evil, you contribute to the absence of light and not to its presence. Hatred of evil does not diminish evil, it increases it. Understanding evil as the absence of light does not require you to become passive or to disregard evil actions or evil behavior. For example, if you see a child being abused or a people being oppressed, it is appropriate that you do what you can to protect the child or to aid the people. But if there is not compassion in your heart also for those who abuse and oppress, for those who have no compassion, do you not become like them? Compassion is being moved to and by acts of the heart, to and by the energy of love. If you strike without compassion against the darkness, you yourself enter the darkness. Understanding that evil is the absence of light challenges the perception of power as external. Can an absence be defeated? An evil person can be arrested, but can evil be arrested? An evil group can be imprisoned, but can evil be imprisoned? A compassionate heart is more effective against evil than an army. An army can engage another army, but it cannot engage evil. A compassionate heart engages evil directly. It brings light where there was no light. The higher order of logic and understanding that characterizes the multisensory human permits it to learn more quickly than the five-sensory human is able to learn from what its senses alone tell it and what its intellect makes of that. We have evolved as far as the intellect will take us. We have explored the scope and depth of five-sensory reality and discovered the limitations of external power. The next phase of our evolution will take us into the experiences of the multisensory human and the nature of authentic power. This requires the heart.